Welcome to Odds On, where I'm going to give you the odds on the WWE's Royal Rumble. And I'm not doing it alone because I have a co-host, and it's from our other show, and he is Mr. Forfro. Mr. Forfro, you got your pockets full of money. You ready to make some bets on the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, ching ching bling bling. Let's talk betting odds for the 2018 version of the WWE Royal Rumble.
Most definitely. This is when I get into wrestling because it's more unpredictable. And I've come up with probably one of the best storylines with the Royal Rumble, dealing more with people who last the longest, you get a watch, and other scenarios like that. But we're here to talk about the money. And what is your favorite thing about the Royal Rumble?
Well, the biggest thing I love is the unpredictability. When you kind of do the math about, okay, there's this many superstars that are on the roster, who's going to be the surprise entrance? Is it going to have, are we going to have somebody show up that then is going to continue on and be on the main roster in WWE? You know, like, for example, you know, a few years ago when AJ Styles showed up, that was a big pop. You know, things like that. What about you? What do you like about the Royal Rumble?
Like, just say the same thing. The unpredictability, more stuff that can accidentally happen can happen. Someone accidentally gets eliminated. Some people eliminate themselves. Bill Mascaris. And stuff like that. But we're not gonna start with the Royal Rumble. We're just gonna start with NXT. We're just gonna give you the lineups and the matchups of NXT. And we're gonna run through these kind of quickly here. I think this has just been announced, but the Velveteen Dream is taking on Cassius Ohno?
Yeah, that's correct. I believe so.
I think I just recently dropped. And who do you got in that one?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, unfortunately, I don't keep up with NXT. I'm sorry to say a lot. Sometimes just because I'm busy and that kind of things. But, you know, I'm not really sure. I think, from what am I hearing, you know, it seems like they just got something going on with Velveteen Dream. You know, he's just got, you know, all the kinds of interesting things. You know, they did just confirm that as a recording, like, just within hours ago, that they confirmed this matchup. So, you know, I'm not real sure. You know, I would lean towards Velveteen Dream because I just think it sounds like he just needs a push, from what I gather, but I'm not positive. What are your thoughts about that?
I'll take the Velveteen Dream. I like his shtick.
Yeah.
Like the gimmick. It's cool. We have what should be called Red Dragon with Undisputed taking on the Authors of Pain. Not sure about this one. Seems like a good matchup. I don't think the Authors of Pain are getting these titles back. It's for the NXT Tag Team titles. And I'm just going to go off and pick Undisputed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know about money on that one, but yeah, I'll pick that one.
Yeah. I kind of lean toward the Authors of Pain. It just seems like they kind of keep, from what I gather, they kind of keep up. They always seem to pull out the wins and things of that nature. So that's just kind of way I'm leaning, but I don't have my bets in yet for our Pick'em League yet. I'm going to wait till tomorrow when I can actually think about getting those all in.
And we're going to give you the updated bracket for the Pick'em League in this podcast as well. So stay tuned to that. We're just going to run through NXT since it's going to be quick. We got Amber Moon taking on Shayna Beat a Bitch Baszler. That's the nickname I gave her. And she's going to beat some Amber Moon. I'm taking Baszler.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Amber Moon needs to. The only time Asuka has had some really good matches is against Amber Moon. Mm-hmm. So we move Amber Moon up there to take on Asuka for some of those great matches. Only way to do that is get the belt off her and give it to Shayna Beat a Bitch Baszler.
Yeah. And you think that'll still be work okay with her with Shayna being on the main roster?
I don't think Shayna's going to go to the main roster Because when she does, Kairi Sane will take that title off of her. So she might not have that long of a reign. Who'd you take in that one?
I'm not sure. But no, but am I mistaken that Shayna Baszler is on the main roster with
Shayna Baszler is so totally different. That's, you're talking about that girl that puts her hair up and square up. That's what you're thinking of.
Oh, am I? Do I get them confused? That's why I don't watch NXT all too much. So,
yep.
Because you got the three woman factions, and I guess I got confused because the other ones, like a MMA as well. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Then I would tend to agree with that. So
we get Aleister Black taking on Kyle. I can't stand O'Reilly. Not Kyle O'Reilly. We take Adam Cole. I can't stand Adam Cole.
Yeah.
I can't stand him. But I think this would be a great match. Probably, maybe even, maybe not match tonight, but it's gonna be a great match. I gotta pick Black in this one.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with that as well. I think Adam Cole is just there to literally and figuratively help people get over.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to be helping too much longer. Get his ass out of there. And then for the NXT title, we got Andrade Cien. What other guy call him? Andrade Salamis? Andrade Cien Almas taking on Johnny Gargano. This is going to be a good match. I think this is going to be a really good match. These two have really good chemistry as well. But I'm going with this only guy that made me ever lose a pick. Andrade Cien Almas, I betted against him and I lost. So I'm going to pick him and I'm actually going to put money on him. Yeah. That's it.
Well, I got a question for you on that. Wasn't that because it just that finish just was unpredicted? It was kind of a weird because of wasn't he facing somebody that got hurt, and so that's why they did that. That's why he won. Wasn't that right?
I don't know why they did it, but they did it. Yeah,
yeah.
He won the title off of Drew McIntyre.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna go the same way. I think it's gonna be. Almas winning and retaining as well.
Okay. And before we get into the Rumble, you want to run down our Pick'em League points and everything? We just go on what they give us. And I'm not in first place, so I really don't care. But we got the Hallmark part of Team Eat, which isn't good. And he has 114 points. So he's not out of it, but he's damn near with 114. My laptop went out, so I'm using my phone, so I really can't. Who's next? Katie?
So we got Katie. Is at 94. She's part of our team. Biohazard. Part of our team.
Teamwork.
He's at 97. Wayne at 155.
I think, he's in, I believe, fourth place. He's up there.
I think he's in first.
According to that, he's in first.
Oh, no, he's in, sorry, he's maybe in third? Third, sorry. I just got to scroll down.
No, he's in first. 55?
No, there. He's no. Kai.
Oh, that one has, 70. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's in third. I remember him because I was in fourth.
Yeah. And then we got Ant at 143, Double A at 41, and he's part of our team.
Useless bum.
Yeah. The Mountie at 101.
And he won it all last year.
Yep. Carp at 136. Myself at 146.
Ah, nice.
And we got Living Legend at 146, tied with me there. GBL at 141. The previously mentioned Kai at 176. Adam at 157. Kiwi Tuts at 123. PK at 94. Captain Awesome at 57. T-Mac at 60. Yourself at 150. Man in Black at 141. And Mikey Misfit at 141. Team totals.
And, the total.
Yep, we got,
yeah,
Team Eat at 1,209. Team Work at 1,204. So it's really close.
I think we got this. I think even though we got Double A, they have T-Mac and
Captain Awesome.
So they're not doing fair too well, not even cracking 100.
Right.
So,
and you know, one thing I find funny is, okay, so the teams are named after a couple of podcasts on the network. And yes, technically, we're the our other podcast, What's on Fight, is the only podcast that's still standing.
Which will be back very soon. Been moving. We got a Harper's going to give a story then.
Yeah,
give
you. We had holidays coming up. I had incident that was a little bit scary, but we'll talk about that on our regular show.
Yeah. This. All right. Let's move into the WWE 2018 Royal Rumble. And we're not going to give you the predictions on the individual matches. We're just going to give you the odds, I should say. We're going to just give you the straight-up matches because we got a lot of odds on the Rumble.
Right.
One match has been scratched. Quick mention. We really can care less, though. Enzo Mori and Cedric the Entertainer. Cedric Alexander has been scratched from the card. But we got the seed.
Let's talk about that actually for just a second.
Oh yeah, you can.
I'm
floor is yours.
Okay, 205 Live. Do you think that that program is just snake bit with all the issues that a lot of the performers are having? You know, we have the Neville incident, Rich Swann, and now Enzo. I mean, what do you think? What do you think is going on? Do you think that it's just got a weird kind of voodoo or something happening on that show that a lot of the performers and talent that's on it is just having these issues?
I don't know, man. It is something to look into.
Yeah.
You had Double A Austin Aries.
Yeah.
Walk out. He's now the TNA World Champ. You got Neville just flying around.
Yeah.
You got two guys that apparently allegedly don't like women. So.
Right.
But yeah, you got some good talent down there, like Grand Metalik, who was my pick to win it all in the classic. But let's start on with the Usos taking on Shelton Benjamin and Gable in a 2 out of 3 falls match for the SmackDown tag team titles. And I want to give it to not the Usos, Benjamin and Gable, but I don't know, this one's close.
Yeah, I kind of agree that you know, speaking of issues, of course, one of the Usos was had a little DUI issue, but you know, he was really in the penitentiary for a little bit. But yeah, I like that this is going to be a 2 out of 3 fall match, because we know we're going to get through all 3 falls. There's just no ifs, ands, and buts about it. But I kind of lean to that the Usos may retain for a while, especially when them, you know, breaking the fourth wall or whatever you want to call it, especially when they're trying to promote that Universal sweepstakes, you know, have a trip with Naomi and the Usos, you know, win a trip. So you would think that they would want to retain, because, hey, you know, hanging out at Universal Studios with the tag team champions and Naomi, but you never know.
Yeah, and then what odd site? And I think the betting places are picking the Usos, I believe.
Yeah.
So, like the Usos, take the Usos. That no wrong answers in this one, pretty much. Where are we at? We are next to. Let's go to the Raw tag team titles, where we have Gable's old partner, Kurt Angle's son, Jason Jordan, and his tag team partner. Dang it! Why am I getting this blanking on this guy's name right now? I want to call him Aleister Black, but
Tyler Black, Seth Rollins.
Tyler Black, Seth Rollins taking on the Bar, and just a straight up tag match. Leave the titles on them. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think they probably won't be doing any kind of crazy stuff until what's his face comes back. Dean Ambrose. Yeah. Or now that the Intercontinental Championship is off of Reigns again, it's hard to say if there's some kind of thing going on that could be going on there too. Or, you know, do they want to maybe try to do a Freebird rules, you know?
Oh.
I would love to see if they could start that, because they have some great possibilities with some three-man tag teams, you know. I just would love to see something, you know. I got the New Day, and then you got the Shield, or Shield 2.5 or 2.3.5 or whatever this is.
Let's get into the next match. Let's do the AJ Styles match, and this is for the WWE title. AJ Styles in a handicap match versus is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. What do you got here?
Versus Cammy, as he calls him.
Yeah, that's what he calls him.
I like the possibility of having something totally different, STD, but I'm just not sure if they will pull the championship belt title off of AJ Styles yet. Because
not this matter.
Because we got WrestleMania to lead up to, and my thoughts on the Royal Rumble for the men's side is going to going to lead into that with AJ Styles. So that's just my thought. So yeah, I think AJ Styles retains. And I think that's okay, that's what everybody's leaning to as well.
Yeah, me too. Let's go over to the Universal title, as we have the champ Brock Lesnar taking on Kane, taking on Braun Strowman in a three-way match, single elimination. And if you have any money, you put it here. You put it on Brock Lesnar. Don't even worry about it. Don't look at it. Don't overthink it. Just drop your money and walk away. I'm taking Brock Lesnar all day on this one.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. Just like a lot of the sites are kind of saying, you know, Brock Lesnar is the draw, especially for WrestleMania, you know, and Kane is there just to make this match kind of interesting, you know, and it'd be interesting to see what happens with Strowman after this. What's next for him? You know, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay, and it looks like we are on to the Royal Rumble, and this year is different. We had gotten to our Royal Rumble cash game. I figure what numbers I got. Do you know what numbers you have?
I have 10 for the men's, ooh, and that's which good. we all knew who's coming out at number 10. So I'm not really I don't think I'm winning that one. And I've got number 8. For the women. I got really two close numbers. And like I said in our group chat meeting, of course I got the OCD number of 10. And we all knew who's coming out of that. And I have my favorite, the number of my favorite baseball player growing up for my other number. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. I thought you had done 18. Like 18 and 14, I believe, which I believe are pretty decent picks. You never know.
Yeah. And then, and plus I have the side bet with Dan the Cannon.
Yeah.
Where if my two competitors eliminate more than his two, we have, you know, exchanged a little bit of cash.
Right.
So if I get in the middle of the pack, at least I can win that bet versus the Rumble overall. So I'm looking at it both ways. If you get a number two late, you're not going to eliminate too many people.
Yeah.
You're going to at least eliminate one, but in the middle, you might eliminate two or three. So
let's, I was going to talk about that with you a little bit. So who do you think is going to be, who do you think is going to represent your numbers in the Royal Rumble? Do you have any thoughts?
I think at that number you get, that's probably a low, but I think I'm probably going to get like Mark Henry.
Mark Henry, even though he's supposedly retired?
He could show up, pop up. I'll probably get a commentator or I'm going to get no one on the roster on the women's side. A commentator or someone who hasn't wrestled in a while.
Yeah.
On the women's side, I think I'm going to get actually a good person. I think not Liv Morgan. Who's the other girl?
The gold girl? Gosh, I'm drawing on her.
Yeah,
drawing off of her name right now. She's the one that was on Tough Enough.
The Mae Young Classic chick. That's what I'm gonna get.
Oh.
The one, the Southern girl. I think that would be my pick in the women's. And especially in that middle of the road is, you know, this is so low. The numbers are getting stacked up. People are just gonna get out. But let's get into some fun stuff. Who do you think is? First off, who do you think is going to win the women's?
Well, I think it's going to be Asuka. I mean, a lot of people are picking Asuka. I mean, it would make sense to, you know, build her. Is she a dominating force? If so, where is she going to enter in at? She can enter at the end. She can enter at the beginning to really push that. Is she going to enter at number one? Is she going to maybe hopefully go in at number eight and represent me? That would be good. I'd like that. I could use the money.
And then on the other spectrum, it is supposed to be Ronda Rousey popping up and winning it, which wouldn't be good.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of that, they mentioned that Stephanie McMahon's going to be out there for commentary.
That's going to be pretty cool, I guess. Yeah. I can't stand her, so.
So if Ronda Rousey comes in, you know, they'd already had that, you know, issue a few years back at WrestleMania. So they could tie that all together.
Yeah. And what about on the men's side? Who's your top pick? Give me your top three picks for the men's side.
Top three picks? Okay. My top three picks that I think is going to win on the men's side is you're going to have Nakamura.
In the top three normal picks.
Yeah. And I think Finn Balor is a possibility.
Oh, shit.
And I think another possibility is going to be possibly, I'm just kind of going through the roster here a little bit. I think who needs it? Who needs that WrestleMania moment? You know, I think just since you're having a list limited to three, I'm gonna go a little controversial and maybe pick John Cena as one of the top three.
That's not a bad pick. Actually a very good pick. Okay.
So do you ask the question? Let me switch it back on you. What do you think?
All right, Shinsuke should be the winner. I'll give you John Cena. Cena makes sense. After that, it's anyone's guess. You don't need Reigns winning it. You don't need Randy Orton winning it again. Braun Strowman is going to be in a match earlier, so That's not good. This is going to propel someone really big, unless it's Cena, then who cares? So I'm gonna pick someone. You can't pick Triple H. Who do you pick? Yeah, it is the third one is a hard question.
Right.
Finn is a good pick. And just for argument's sake, Owens doesn't make sense. Oh, you know what? Looks like he's not too far down on the list of potential picks. I'll go with Seth Rollins.
Okay.
Something like that. Well, they gave him everything. You know, he did. He ran with it. So, because the top two picks are Cena and Nakamura. There's no options about it. But this is the fun time. The fun part of the Royal Rumble where you just make up stuff to, you know, for odds and betting. And I have someone just right off the top of my head, men versus women. Who do you think has more eliminations? Which person, a woman or a man, will have more eliminations?
Ooh, this is a good one. I think I'm going to pick on this particular side. So individually, this one certain wrestler will have more eliminations in their match than compared to so like say women, you know, this woman will have say like six, but men's side there'll be only one person that may have like five.
Yes.
Yeah. I think because the men have been doing it for so long, there's hard point to get that. And a lot of men can eliminate each other. So I'm going to lead towards the women. There's going to be one woman's got more eliminations than a counterpart on the men's side, because you're going to have to, you know, they talk about, you know, of course, women are generally shorter. So you're going to have a workhorse or to do a lot of eliminations in the match. So like a Nia Jax or
Tamina.
Yeah. It's, you know, one of the taller, bigger women is going to have to be a workhorse to do that. So we may actually, even the women's match, I would not be surprised if the women's ring gets filled up more just for that particular reason. There's isn't a lot of eliminations in the early going. You know, we may get a cluster in there of women just so that we can have somebody start clearing house and then they can get to the final parts of the match.
Okay. I had another one, which I'm going to pull up in a few seconds. But which man or woman will have the shorter elimination? Usually they do the spot where someone gets eliminated extremely quickly. Who will have that? And who will have the shortest in time ring, a man or a woman?
I think a man probably will. I don't think they want to do any kind of quote-unquote embarrassing spots for the first ever women's. I think they want to try to really build this. So we won't have a Santino Marella, I think, but you know, we may have like a 10 or 15 second one, I would imagine, on the men's side. And so that's what I kind of lean to.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well before I asked the question. Like, okay. Okay, which one will the most eliminate? Okay, this is probably an easier one, but it's men versus women. Which rumble will be longer? The men's or the women's rumble?
I think the men's probably will.
Okay, not a bad. Yeah, I think so too. Usually it's longer. The women, they're probably getting Nia Jax to about like 16, 17 girls at one time.
Yeah.
And here's some that we found on a website that we didn't come up with. If you want to pull that up, if you're ready. I'll start it off with one. Most eliminations by one person, I guess this is men or women, would be over, let's do it for both, would be over six or under six and a half or over six and a half. What do you think? Anyone on the men's side going over six?
Eliminations?
Yeah.
I think we can have an over on that.
Okay.
On the women's side, on the women's side, I think we'll definitely have an over.
Oh yeah, we'll go easily. Probably get two people with an over.
Yeah,
probably get two over with an over. Okay, in the groups of 10, which group of 10? Why would it be 10? Okay, it's not. In groups of 1 through 20, 21 to 25, and 26 to 30 will be the Rumble winner. You get some odds on that. So it's you get a plus 25 if 1 to 20. You get plus 75, 21 to 25, and you get a minus 50 from 26 to 30. So would you take any of those bets there? I think the 1 to 20 is not that. Usually the person number one wins, but this is just kind of about the men's Rumble. The women's, you might as well pick the end.
Right.
If Ronda Rousey's coming out, you take the end. This is just asking for the men's Royal Rumble.
Yeah. I'm going to probably go in that 21 through 25.
Yeah, I think that's a good safe bet right there. This was a pretty cool one. I didn't even think up. Would the entry number be an odd number or an even number?
Oh, the winner?
Yeah.
I think it even winner.
Even number, yeah, because you're 30. And for the women, you can go with even. I would go with even for the women.
Yeah.
I guess it's a toss-up. On here, it's not a toss-up. It's more leaning towards even number is the under, so, you know, minus. So you're not going to win no money, but that's where the money is going to go. Will the men's Royal Rumble be over 57 and a half minutes, over or under?
57 and a half. I'm thinking that's just an odd kind of number. I'm going to go... I'm going to go under on that. I don't think they're going to really flirt with the hour on that.
Yeah. Especially after our women's one, maybe that might get 30 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know who thought of this odds. These don't make sense. I'll probably just skip them. I don't like those odds. It's a 50-50 chance. You know, will the winner of the Rumble feature go after the Universal title or the World title? So, whatever.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird. Because towards the end, how would you know he would go after that title until the match at Mania?
Right.
Will be the featured, whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a goofy one that I see. Wrestling Observer Dave Meltzer give a star rating of 3.5 stars. 3 stars better? Three stars or higher.
3 stars or higher. Men's under 3 stars.
take that one to the bank. Take it to the bank and put it on under all. I would take under all night.
Yeah.
And it's the over. Maybe I need to look up his star ratings because you're getting plus 80. So. let's see. You got any coming up with any or
any bets or what? Or
yeah, you got any bets out there? Or
I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay,
I'm just kind of really excited to see this all. I am a little concerned though that they still seem to be planning on a. Special start time, and you know, will they have a hour pre-show because of the issues with the Cruiserweight Championship? You know, what are they going to do there? All that kind of stuff like that. Of course, this is one of their big four, you know, pay-per-views, so should be fun. But
I got a new one for you. I think I just lost it though. I just had it. Like I had a good bet for you, man. Okay, how many commentators get into this Royal Rumble? you just gotta be full of commentators down by the ringside to watch it for the men, or even for the women. I guess Stephanie can get in; she could be announced as well.
Yeah.
Over unders. I think Booker T might get in, and then Stephanie might get in. I'll give you over under 2.5. How many commentators getting in?
Commentators. Okay.
Commentators only.
Right.
And they have to be ringside. Because if the king entered, that wouldn't, unless the king is calling the match. So if the king entered, it would be okay. But is Michael Cole getting in? Or...
So they have to be calling the match, stand up, take the headset off, and get in.
Yes.
Okay. I think I'm gonna go with.
You got Byron Saxton, who can just get eliminated.
Yeah. I mean, I do like
can't get in.
I do like the Booker T, and I definitely like the Stephanie McMahon getting in, because when they announced, it's like, well, what is that? I mean, why? And I could see Ronda Rousey getting called in, and then Stephanie comes in like at 27, 28 or something like that.
If Stephanie gets in at 29,
yeah,
like she's like, oh, she jumps the gun, like I can get in now.
Yeah,
she jumps the gun, and then Ronda Rousey comes out at, like, she basically eliminates herself because Ronda Rousey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna go. But I just don't see anything. I don't see any other commentators necessarily getting in. So I'm gonna go under 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's gonna be it. No. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a safe bet. You know, they got all those German announcers, and
yeah,
maybe they might get a shot in the Royal Rumble. But yeah, this is the kicking into the WrestleMania season.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is one of my favorite pay-per-views because the unpredictability and always the betting. I made a couple bets. Even I betted Dan if Braun Strowman was to be entered into the Royal Rumble, Dan said he would break the record of most eliminations. I said he wouldn't. Ooh. And I took under, we went 1-3, and I bet $10. So I was out $30 if he would have entered and fucking started tossing people. So,
but the number, number of eliminations is getting pretty high. And now, you know, that this is,
it was 11.5. Yeah. I gave him 11. I think I gave him like 10.5. Cause it was $10. It was easy to remember $10. So he had to throw out, if he was he had to be entered into the Royal Rumble. No, right. That was a caveat. He couldn't just come down and start tossing fuckers. Cause he had to be in the actual entry into the Royal Rumble. Cause he could still might come down and start tossing people, but he's not an actual entry. So he doesn't. No one could, you know, if you had money on that number to eliminate people, you couldn't get your number up.
Right.
But
so let me ask you then. So I got one for you then. So plus or minus 2.5, how many celebrities will be in the Royal Rumble?
Ooh, shit, that's a good one. 2.5. Ooh, you gave me one. I already went over. How many celebrities? What counts as a celebrity? A non-wrestling?
Somebody like Shaquille O'Neal.
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
Is Ronda Rousey?
I guess at this point she's probably a celebrity since she's not, you know.
Just to be the betting man, I'll take the over.
Okay.
On both, right? Men's and women's.
Yeah. So, like a Shaquille O'Neal, a Pete Rose, you know, people like that.
Maybe Shaquille O'Neal, maybe Maria Menounos. She comes out a lot for the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go over, because if Ronda Rousey counts, I'll go over. I'll take the over. Because it could be two women and then.
Right.
Do the Bella Twins count? They're celebrities. Wrestle anymore. But it looks like that is pretty much it there. I mean, yeah, that we have for our odds on the WWE 2018 Royal Rumble. Get your money out for this one, people. Just make some fun, interesting bet. Come up with anything and everything, even if it's no money on the line. It's fun to, you know, try to predict this wild stuff in this chaotic style match. And we haven't done this in a while, but let's see what we have cool and other interesting things for you to listen here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. And it's, first off, it's our show because it's our favorite show. And that is What's on Fight. We've been fighting with other stuff, but the show is definitely 100% coming back. Stay tuned for that. I was just reading earlier today, Lucha Underground is planning on taping. So, you know, when that comes back, you're going to get someone to chat about it. And that would be Lou Chat. You can always get a good view from the fourth row with the view from the fourth row. Man, we got a lot of shows before. We're changing names. But you get some, you want to cheer up. We got Wrestling Cheers, Hanging with Heavy. What's that new show? 450? That's a interesting good show to listen to.
Yeah, 450 Podcast.
Yeah, 450 Podcast. Check that one out. One man's journey on just getting his life better. In his eyes, I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but, you know, his journey into weight loss. So that's pretty cool. We get Legends on Siren FM, Eurovision Showcase, the Tux Experience, All Beer Inside. We got STFU. We actually got Old School at the movie and TTN at the movies. Wow.
That's true.
A lot of movie talk. Tim and Tom, Drive Time with Cal Valentine, and Chill. It's and Chill. Squabblecast, The Ones Up Club, so much and more. Even Dan and Cannon dropped the podcast about our Royal Rumble Cash game. I call it the Double Rumble Cash game. So listen to that. You want to know a little bit more about what he's going through, and maybe he's coming to the network pretty soon, which would be lovely. But is all you gotta? Is that it for you, or what's up with you, Mister?
I think that's all we have with the Rumblin' Stumblin' Royal Rumble Odds On podcast for this year.
So you know, get some bets in, have some fun, call some people over. This one you can get more people to watch if they're non wrestling fans, I believe, because it's easier to explain, and you say you're gonna storm people over. You know, the goofiness ensues, but this one is easier on the eyes for non-wrestling fans, I believe.
Yeah, and because there is a low number of matches, there's not 8 matches like in, say, like a regular pay-per-view. There's only, you know, like a handful. Even though the time's still the same, you know, you don't have those lulls in between the matches where you're just going to have these 5 matches, 2 of them going to be, you know, of course, longer this particular year. So I totally agree with you on that.
All right. So put your bets in and let the odds ever be in your favor. And that's it for Odds On WWE's Royal Rumble 2018.
feast at night. Oh, Vegas, 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 we're sinners, it's all right. At least at night. Place you'd rather be.